All right, so House Speaker Matt Hall has introduced a sweeping package of bills that would drastically lower hospital costs. It would also target the nonprofit status of these healthcare systems, and it would create a state-run hospital cost review board with the power to oversee pricing and approval or denying of rate increases, and even scrutinize hospital finances like revenues and expenses, executive pay, things like that. There would be major changes to hospitals here in the state if this piece of legislation were to go through. Let's talk about it with the good Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. It's good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about where this idea came from and why was now the right time to bring it forward?
Well, I talked to a lot of people across the state, and whether it's, regular people or small business owners or, all kinds of people, they're saying one of the biggest problems they're facing are healthcare costs. You see the healthcare premiums have gone up, it's like 30% a year. People are paying more out of pocket for their healthcare. And one of the drivers of that is the hospital costs. We saw recently that big dispute that was going on where Michigan Medicine was trying to raise their costs by like 40%. So, it's one of the drivers is the cost these hospitals are charging. And so I started looking at what other states were doing. And I saw in Indiana, which is a nearby state run by Republicans, they came up with a similar idea to this. So I started looking at it. We had to make some changes because, state laws are different. But the idea is if you're a nonprofit and you're getting, you do not have to pay sales tax and you do not have to pay property tax, then you shouldn't be gouging people with your prices.
Mr. Speaker, hospitals argue that, these proposals could threaten their financial stability. You argue that they would lower costs. How do you balance that affordability with keeping hospitals financially healthy?
Yeah, well, the idea is, because there are for-profit hospitals like the DMC, and they would not be affected by this legislation. But most hospitals are nonprofits. They don't pay sales tax and they don't pay property tax, but yet they're raising their costs considerably every year. And what we're seeing is, very high paid executives. We're seeing all kinds of expansions and mergers. And what the mergers were supposed to be lowering costs, but what we found is that's not the case. They're increasing costs. So under the hospital review board that we came up with, the only way they can merge is if they lower costs. They have to lower their costs by 2%, and then they have to, we don't let any one hospital system have more than, 8% of the statewide market share because they're getting too big and then they're raising prices.
Mm. I do want to talk about what this board would mean. Who would serve on this board? I mean, generally, I tend to fall on less government oversight, smaller government, things like that. Does this give the government more control over these hospital systems or just their pricing? What role would they play?
Yeah, so it's appointed by the legislative leaders and the governor. Each legislative leader would have an appointment and the governor would have an appointment, five people total on the board. And the idea is to have access to all of the financial information of these hospitals and then to prevent hospitals from raising their rates above the rate of inflation. But even if they raise their rates by less than the rate of inflation, they'd still have to get approval by the board. Now, the reason that I look at that is, every year we give billions of dollars to hospitals, and every year hospitals are coming to us saying they have no money, and they're raising their costs, and they're expanding, and they're buying up other hospitals, and they're paying their executives millions of dollars. So I'm looking at this saying, we want hospitals to be financially solvent. But the prices keep going up. So we're just looking at it saying somebody has to look at the books here and to stop these increases if they're not financially needed. And that's what this hospital review board would do.
What about rural hospitals that are already under financial pressure, Mr. Speaker? And we've recently seen Sturgis Hospital announce plans to close. Could additional regulations make it harder for these smaller hospitals to survive?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing we've been working on for the rural hospitals is the rural health care funding under the rural transformation plan that was passed in the working families tax cut at the federal level. And, you know, Governor Whitmer could have applied to get funding for the rural hospitals and chose not to. And, you know, we had one of the worst applications of any state in the country and left all kinds of rural health care funding on the table. And so, you know, what we're pushing for is for Governor Whitmer to resubmit our rural health care application and try to draw down more funding for our rural hospitals. Now, under our system, the board that I am proposing, what we would do is the nonprofit hospitals, they have a choice. If they want to gouge people and continue to raise their prices, then they can forfeit their nonprofit benefits. If they do that, then our legislation would take some of that funding and give it to the rural hospitals as well.
Mm. I do want to ask you just about the budget process. Late last week, you had made mention that you would consider directly negotiating with Senate leadership on the state budget. Have things fallen off with the governor at this point and even some members of the Republican caucus in Lansing?
Well, you know, I called Vinnie Brinks and I said to her, look, you know, the governor has been out of town all week. We're making no progress on the budget. Why don't you and I make a deal? And then we'll inform the governor of it after she's back from her trip. Winnie Brinks, thought about that. I made an announcement, and then all of a sudden Governor Whitmer's team was empowered to negotiate the budget.
Mm.
So, you know, we were on the verge of doing the budget without Governor Whitmer, and then Governor Whitmer's team came back to the table. And now we've been negotiating most of the day and most of the night to try to iron out some of the big picture items in the budget. And hopefully we'll have something to announce soon. I'm really pushing to not allow any tax increases, do not allow them to raid the rainy day fund, and to make the budget smaller and more efficient than last year. And hopefully we'll have a deal very soon that does that. And then we've got to get our subcommittees to work to iron out a lot of the more fine details.
You think we make that July 1st deadline?
I'm hopeful that we can. I think we're close to having agreement on some of the bigger picture items, but I'm not going to allow the Democrats to raise taxes, take money from the state rainy day fund, and grow government. We need to be more efficient this year.
House Speaker Matt Hall, always appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Dusty May out at U of M, headed for the NBA. We'll talk about it next. It's JR Morning.